Next up, it's the Environment Report with Mr. Great Lakes, Jeff Cart.
Switching from a gas to electric vehicle would benefit 9 out of 10 American households. That's according to a University of Michigan study. Those households would have a lower transportation energy burden, spending a smaller percentage of their income on vehicle fuels. The same households also would be generating less greenhouse gases. The study says these benefits wouldn't extend to lower income households, particularly in areas including Michigan and other Midwest states. Contributing factors to this include winter temperatures that impact battery performance, electric grids that rely largely on fossil fuels, and electricity prices that are higher than gas prices. The benefits of EVs would be most pronounced in the American West, in places like California and Washington, and the Northeast, in places like New York. Electric vehicles currently account for about 1% of the vehicles on American roads. The study says households in benefiting locations could cut their annual transportation costs by $600 or more by buying a new electric vehicle. Their annual carbon footprint could be cut by more than 4.1 metric tons. Michigan is out with new fish consumption guidelines for rainbow smelt and carp from 7 different lakes across the state. The updated 2023 guidelines recommend limiting your consumption of these locally caught smelt and carp. This is based on elevated levels of PFAS that can build up in fish and in people who eat the fish. Servings of smelt from Lake Huron should be limited to 6 per year. The number is lower at 4 per year for Higgins Lake in Roscommon County. PFAS are often called forever chemicals because they don't break down in the environment. They were used in manufacturing, firefighting, and consumer products, including at the former Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda. PFAS has been linked to cancer and liver and kidney damage. This has been the Environment Report. For information on these and other stories, see MrGreatLakes.com. For Delta College Public Radio, I'm Jeff Cart.